Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you.
Little buddy Holly bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara is the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. 2011 is the new version, and many others on the issue of taxes. She's written a number of other books as well. I encourage you to check that out. Her website is Barbara Weltman, WELTMAN.com. Barbara, we're talking about, in the previous segment, we're talking about vilifying corporations and trying to say that they've done something wrong because all they did was do what they were legally allowed to do, and God forbid that they should actually make a profit. I mean, how horrible is that? Some of the language that we're hearing coming out of Washington is that it's, you know, it's bad to make a profit. And as you said earlier, all this rhetoric reminds us of when when people were doing so well in the late 80s, they passed a luxury tax, and it wasn't just on yachts, it was on expensive jewelry, it was on furs, it was on cars. And when they did that, that basically put a lot of blue collar folks, a lot of folks out of business, out of work, I should say. And George Bush did this too, back when he passed a steel tariff on imported steel. It put hundreds of thousands of people who work with steel out of business. There are unintended consequences that happen, or maybe they're intended, I don't know, whenever they do these things. But you were telling me on the break that there actually is a law that has been introduced to change some of these tax breaks. Is that right?
Yeah, first of all, it comes under this title called the Tax Equity and Middle Class Fairness Act of 2011.
Wow. What a
title, which is going to terminate the oil and gas tax breaks and coal tax preferences.
Yep.
But buried in the provision, in the bill, it would repeal, effectively, would repeal health savings accounts and Archer MSAs.
HSAs. Wow.
The health savings accounts and the Archers that are
the
still
thing,
around.
The thing that my family has an HSA and we love it.
That's right.
We have a health savings account and it's been very
choice.
Effective. When I bought an HSA, when we went the HSA route several years ago, we basically became healthcare consumers, not just patients.
Exactly, and it's all about personal choice.
And exactly.
That's something that this federal government doesn't really care for.
They
so
don't
much.
Want.
They
want don't
to tell
want
you
that,
what
do they?
You want.
The HSA is the enemy of universal health care, isn't it?
It's the polar opposite.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so, who introduced this law?
This fellow, I don't know who it was.
Republican, Democrat, what?
A Democrat.
A Democrat, okay.
Tierney, T-I-E-R-N-E-Y.
In the House or the Senate?
In the House.
H.R.
2495.
Well, it's not going to go anywhere in the House, but the fact that he introduced this and embedded in it is abolishing the HSA. Folks, this is an example of what's going on. I mean, is America fighting for its ideological future right now, Barbara? What do you think?
Well, you could certainly say that. What I find so amazing is that it just seems that it has nothing to do with what the public wants. It's sort of an agenda that some politicians decide that they want.
Yeah. I was asking John Harris in the previous segment if he thought that Americans were going to revolt to the level that we just throw the bums out. And I don't mean just one party or the other, but basically throw them all out. What do you think?
No. I think that they're not going to do it. And one of the things you could look to is, look what happened in the New York election with Rangel. Here he is,
yeah,
up on all these alleged charges that were all proven, that he absolutely, you know, he had to do mea culpa,
right,
in the House. and he got elected by something over 80%.
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with.
So you think we're our own worst enemy then?
Basically. Basically.
Well, we don't like the macro, but we're not going to vote the micro out, are we? We're going to. The same thing happened with Wiener, right? When Wiener did his thing, his own constituents by a majority would reelect him.
Well, that's what they said.
But now that's all. So. One thing those two guys have in common, Barbara, is they're New Yorkers. Is New York different from Missouri?
No, I really don't think so.
Okay.
I think that people just get used to who they have.
Yeah.
And they just, I don't know if you could say complacent. I don't think that's the right word. But they,
interesting.
I don't know. I think that they think it's always going to be the other guy.
Yeah.
They're not going to raise my taxes. I'm in the 51% that pays no taxes.
I think that's something that's going, I think that could be changing.
I think it has to be changed.
Something's going to have to be done. But all of this, Barbara, one thing for sure, all of this dysfunction in Washington is hurting the economy, isn't it?
Well, it's just, it's unbelievable. From the small business owners that I talk to, you hear the same thing over and over again. There's no faith in what's going on. They have there's no certainty. They don't want to make any decisions. They're just sort of going.
They certainly don't want to hire employees to grow their business, do they?
Precisely. Why should they? They don't know what it's going to cost them.
Yeah.
And unlike the government, we can't print money to cover ourselves. We've got to pay for what we use and do.
We have to
be careful.
We have to work harder to pay for the mistakes that they're making in Washington. That's the problem. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Barbara Weltman. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.